Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
He doesn't know where he is.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. And I'm celebrating, get this, 28 years on the radio today. So it's our anniversary show. I've got a live in-studio guest. Paul Gallagher's come out with this great book. I'm talking about the real story behind the two Muhammad Ali, or the Cassius Clay. Sonny Liston fights, of course. Sonny Liston, will talk about him in detail in this hour. The following hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we'll talk about the world of mixed martial arts, but lots of boxing to talk about. Of course, tonight, the World Middleweight Championship going down in San Jose. Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, on top. Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez going to war, folks. And then there's a fight on the Strip. That's at the Thomas and Mack Arena on the UNLV campus in Vegas, which is off the Strip. On the Strip at the MGM Grand, they'll have Canelo Alvarez taking on Josito Lopez. Tonight's a big night as far as the world of boxing is concerned. That will be on Showtime, the Lopez-Alvarez fight. Of course, Martinez and Chavez. And I hope to God that Sergio Martinez licks Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. like a stamp. Knocks him out like Paul Williams. You know, where they're still counting like 453, 454. I can't wait for tonight's fight. HBO pay-per-view, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And I will get the Twitter thing going during the break. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. I've been doing this gig so long, I can remember when it was a big deal when Motel 6 put free phones in our rooms. Now I get to announce that our rooms are inside your phone. Yep, Motel 6 now has a mobile app. You can book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain right from your phone. Download yours from the App Store or Android Marketplace today and start booking. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like some free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get free information. Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp at 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Ali, it seems to be, well, kind of going the way he wants. He's not dancing as much as we thought, but he seems able to control him. Now, some pretty good heavy right hand taken on the left side of the cheek by Ali. Good right hand thrown by Foreman that time. Again, for Foreman, it seems to be one, two, maybe three good punches. That punch taken on the glove, that one slips by the left ear, tries to go with that right uppercut that felled Kenny Norton. The left hand again thrown out by Foreman. Both fighters now very much more fatigued than they were a round or so ago.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. For once, we're all happy at the same time.
Pals! Got to do something!
Larry Braggs, the mighty Tower of Power, doing some James Brown. JB in the house. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, TuneIn.com, which is the biggest radio network in the entire world, Stitcher.com. I mean, we've got it all going on 11 different internet platforms as I speak right now. Of course, my website's ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk, ringtalk.com. Of course, then you can send us a Twitter right now, twitter.com, using the # ringtalk. And we are giving away a free copy of the Sonny Liston book. So throw your name in a hat. Of course, the Sonny Liston book will have Paul Gallander in the studio in just a few minutes. Of course, he's wrote this book that came out in July, Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights, two of the most controversial fights or sporting events in the history of the game. I'm talking about not boxing, sports. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to the City of Angels and bring in, of course, our L.A. correspondent at ringtalk.com, the main man himself, KP. What's up, Kevin Perry?
Not much.
What do you mean nothing much?
Looking forward to a pretty, hopefully, exciting night of boxing. There's a ton of fights. I mean, there's got to be some action mixed in somewhere in there.
Well, let's talk about those fights first. All right, let's go through it and let's try to get your analysis of such. Sergio Martinez, 49-2-2, 29 KOs. And Julio Cesar Chavez, 46-0-1, 32 whacks. That's for the world 160-pound title. I've got it 14-5 for Martinez. But here's what I want to ask you. Martinez really hasn't lost since, 2001 when he lost to Antonio Margarito because, you know, that Paul Williams fight was a bit of an atrocity as far as his scoring was concerned. So Julio Cesar Chavez, the new kid on the block, the son of a legend, is he all that? Is he a complete fighter yet?
Not really. I mean, he's pretty good at what he does. I think the biggest problem I have with Chavez Jr. is I've seen a few of his fights, and he kind of marches forward with his head in front of his feet, very easy to hit. I think that's going to be a big problem for him, and also that 20-foot ring that Martinez is going to have to work with is going to be difficult because Chavez Jr. isn't known for having much of a jab. And I think to beat somebody with speed, you kind of need a good jab. You can't just march forward and think you're just going to land punches by moving in a straight line.
Kevin Perry is our guest, of course. Well, Kev, here's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at it's a Paul Williams type of fight. I mean, I see Sergio landing with the overhand left and lights out, and Sergio and Julio Cesar Chavez, they're counting into the triple digits for him to get up. That's just the way I see this fight. The poll at ringtalk.com, which is ongoing as I speak, the poll as to who will win, Chavez or Martinez, Chavez has only pulled in 27.9% of the vote, Martinez 67.4% of the vote, and I still am blown, my mind's still blown by this part of the poll. And every poll that we do, I've always been, my mind's been blown by this. 4.7% of these people think it will end in a draw. What does that mean? Anyway, Kevin, The people like Martinez big time. Almost need 2-1 here. What do you think the chances of a knockout are?
I think there's a good chance of a knockout for both guys. For Chavez, I think there's a chance because he might be able to catch Martinez asleep possibly at some point, or maybe get him on the ropes. And I think what happens in a lot of these big fights or fights where you have a hometown guy such as Chavez, in this case he's the house fighter, they'll land these 3-4 punch flurries and they'll get a guy kind of stunned on the ropes, and all of a sudden you see the referee jumping up and down and all of a sudden the fight's over. So I could definitely see Chavez winning a fight that way. I don't think I could see him actually knocking Martinez out cold. And I could see Chavez getting stopped. I can't see him getting knocked out the way that Paul Williams is. I think he's more of a natural middleweight than Paul Williams. And I just really don't know. I don't think I think Chavez probably will be able to absorb the punishment a little better than Williams, just because of his size.
Okay, well, you know, you're entitled to your opinion there, but you want to bet a soda he doesn't get knocked out? I mean, that's too much. No, you had to think about that. We're talking about wagering a mere soda or a bottle of mineral water, now flavored mineral water, and Kevin had to hedge his bet there. He had to think about it a little bit, folks. So I'm telling you, I think that Martinez knocks out Chavez tonight, and I'm going with the 67.4% of the Ring Talk listeners, the Ring Talk world that has the poll going on right now at ringtalk.com.
I can't think of one boxing expert that's off the top of my head that is Dick Chavez. I know a lot of people out there consider themselves boxing experts, but there's not really a whole lot of expertise when it comes to this game. I mean, this is probably the most unpredictable sport to wager on, except for maybe football, which is kind of unpredictable also. But anything can happen in boxing. I mean, some of the outcomes are ridiculous. I mean, you can have a no contest. You can have TKO. I could just fall out of the ring like Kermit Cinturon.
Bernard Hopkins.
Anything could happen.
Okay, let's not get off the realm here. Of course, that is at the Thomas and Mack Arena, the main event for the HBO pay-per-view card. And then we go to Showtime. Saul Alvarez, 40-0-1, 29 KOs, taking on Josito Lopez. They call him Canelo, and no, not that he looks like a cantaloupe. He's cinnamon. He sort of looks like an Irishman to Saul Alvarez. But the bottom line is, I think he's greener than Mexican guacamole. And I don't just on the flip side, his opponent tonight, Josito Lopez, 30-4, 18 KOs. I just don't think he's big enough to deal with Saul Alvarez. And when Alvarez gets in the ring, he'll be about 165 pounds. I think when Lopez gets in the ring, he'll weigh close to what he weighed, and it was just under the 154-pound limit. Now, Lopez, a natural 140-pounder, that scored a lucky win over Victor Ortiz when he broke his jaw twice in a fight he was behind on. Does he have any chance at all?
I think he has a chance. Okay. I don't think he's going to win, but I think he has a chance, just because I think he's going to try to bring the fight to Alvarez and see what Alvarez has. I think the biggest thing with Alvarez and fighters he fights, he's always been able to dictate the pace. And I think if he fights a guy that can kind of make Alvarez fight at a pace that's not comfortable for him, I think that is the biggest chance that Lopez has, because maybe he could walk Alvarez into something, take him out of his comfort zone. Because I think when Alvarez fights, he's always kind of extremely measured. And I think Lopez, because he's smaller, he might be able to maybe make Alvarez fight at a pace that he doesn't want to. And I think the biggest thing with boxing that I notice, good fighters who win big fights, they got to walk the fighters into their punches. You can't just go out there and think you're going to land the shots by just going after somebody. You got to take them out of the comfort zone. Then hopefully when they're trying to come at you, you walk them into a big shot. And I think that's the strategy for Lopez.
Kevin Perry is our guest. Of course, we're talking boxing tonight on HBO pay-per-view and Showtime as well. Showtime, I believe the card starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time and it's 10 p.m. Eastern time. Both arenas are claiming to have sold out. So that means there are a lot of pesos and a lot of Mexican boxing fans in Las Vegas as I speak there to see the son of a legend, Julio Cesar Chavez, at the Thomas and Mack Arena and the other contingent to be at the MGM Grand. Of course, I try to tell my listeners and my people on the internet that the bottom line is that, you know, hey, the Mexican-Americans and the Mexican Nationals are the biggest purchasers of a boxing pay-per-view, period. They are the biggest demographic in boxing. Kev, aren't you a little stunned that they've sold out both arenas?
Not really. I mean, these are the two biggest, boxing stars in Mexico. And both these guys are really hot right now. And the thing is, I think a lot of Mexican fans have been waiting for fighters like these guys to come along because, I mean, to be honest with you, the last maybe 10 years or so, all the big-name supposed Mexican fighters, they weren't really Mexican. They were Mexican-American for the most part. And I'm just talking about in bigger weight classes. I mean, I know we had Pereira and Morales, but those are smaller fighters. And I think it's much more difficult for Mexican fans to rally behind guys that weigh 122 or 126. I think these guys are a little bit they're bigger guys. They're, decent, punchers. Also, Chavez Jr. is obviously, he's the son of a legend.
Yeah, well,
so, I mean,
son of a legend. Son of a legend. Son of a legend.
A little bit, too.
It doesn't make him legendary, though. KP, always good to talk to you. Best of you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Next up, we'll bring in Colin Seymour with TheExaminer.com, former of the San Jose Mercury News, of course. Colin and I go back a long, long ways, and celebrating 28 years on the radio today, I think that we should have Colin as part of the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Still to come, we'll probably bring him into hour number two as well as Paul Gallander, the author of The Real Story Behind the Ali Liston Fights. Sonny Liston, The Real Story Behind the Ali Liston Fights. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their debt freedom kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, celebrating 28 years of radio. I don't know if that puts us into the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest boxing or fight show on radio in history, but we think we're getting close here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the line from Silicon Valley, folks. I didn't say Silicon Breast, I said Silicon Valley. I'm talking about the main man, formerly with the San Jose Mercury News, now a writer at Examiner.com. And doing some work for the SF Chronicle as well. The near genius that he is, Colin Seymour, here to join us. Colin, 28 years, you've been here a long time with me, part most of those 28 years. So I want to thank you for your support to begin with.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's talk about Chavez and Alvarez tonight. I see this as a knockout win for the world middleweight champion. I see him knocking Chavez out like he did Paul Williams. Just that Chavez is so easy to hit. He's going to catch one of those clean overhand rights and overhand lefts, I mean, and that's just the way to fight a taller guy, is to throw those looping shots like he did against Williams. So I think he'll duplicate his feet. What's your take on that?
Well, you said Alvarez, who, of course, is in the other fight.
I'm sorry.
I think Martinez is going to hit Chavez early and often, and I think he's going to bloody him. I'm not sure anybody can put Chavez away, though. I think it's going to be a TKO in the late rounds.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But I'm telling you, you heard... We use the snoring of Curly Howard, Jerome Howard of the Three Stooges, as part of the intro this morning. I think that's what you will be hearing in the ring tonight. I mean, I think they may have to start another fight and just dance around Chavez or something like that, because I think that's Chavez who'll be into the triple digits as far as the count's concerned. Okay, let's go to the other fight real quick. Is it a mismatch? Saul Alvarez taking on Josito Lopez size wise? I think it is. I mean, People laugh at me, but last night I was the MC for an entire intercollegiate amateur boxing card at the University of San Francisco, and I watched the difference between 5 pounds on fighters, and you can just see it. And some people tell me that the junior divisions are BS and this and that, but I tell you, I couldn't make 135, and I was too small to fight at 147. I had to fight at 139. Didn't have a choice. When I went to 147, yeah, I won one title, but that was against a bit of a hobo. And I just put it to you like that. I couldn't beat the good guys at 147. I could beat the good guys at 39. What I'm trying to say is that 8 pounds was something I couldn't deal with. I just couldn't. Can Josito Lopez move up essentially two weight classes and be competitive tonight?
No. I don't even think he was that good at welterweight. I mean, I saw the Ortiz fight, and Josito wasn't that great. He just happened to break Ortiz's jaw. Ortiz was leading. People forget. People want to trash Ortiz all the time, but he really didn't do anything that wrong except not be very good in that fight. And I don't think there's anything special about Josecito Lopez. He's a nice Cinderella story, but it's going to be pretty ugly tonight.
Okay. Colin Seymour is on the line, folks. He is at Examiner.com. And Colin, have you written anything on this fight?
I didn't write anything about the Canelo fight. No, I only wrote about the Martinez-Chavez fight.
Okay. There is a fight underneath the Martinez-Chavez card, and it features Guillermo Arrigueno. I think he's an outstanding fighter, only 10-0 with 8 KOs, but a two-time Olympic champion from Cuba, a man that defected twice from Cuba. He defected the first time, I think, to Brazil or Venezuela and this and that, and ran up this hotel bill of like $600 drinking booze and having a good time and food and room service and all that kind of stuff. So the Brazilians or the Venezuelans, he tried to defect. They said, no, you're going back to Cuba. So he went back to Cuba. So he's defected twice now, a two-time defector. He's 10-0 AKO's taking on Robert Morrigan, 21-1, 15 waxes. Of course, that's for the WBA 122-pound title. I am of the opinion, and you're close with this guy that I'm about to mention, I am of the opinion that this is the man that can beat Nonito Donaire.
I don't know if he can beat him, but he's certainly the attractive opponent on the horizon for Donaire. As Donaire is trying to march through that 122-pound division, that's the guy they're saving for last, the real climax fight. So after he beats Nishioka, that might be the next one. You know, Donaire turns 30 this November, so that's starting to be a factor in his career, that he is aging. But I think that Regan Doe is even older than that.
Yeah, well, speaking of aging, man, what people didn't pick up in the Manny Pacquiao-Tim Bradley fight in June is that Manny's gotten old overnight. I mean, I've got a picture of him on the website in between the 11th and 12th round. He looks like he's an asthmatic in need of an inhaler.
There's no question that age is a factor, and I had said years ago that 33 was when Pacquiao was going to retire. I think he turns 34 in December. He's got to start thinking about it and go out on top. That's what I wrote this week about the necessity of going out on top. You know, Shane Mosley, actually, I introduced myself to him Saturday night in the aftermath of the Ward-Dawson fight. And I said, you know, I really liked your career, even though I tried to retire you the last couple of years. And he said, well, maybe I'm not going to stay retired.
Well, ouch! Yeah, exactly. You know, I call him Shane Mosley, and I'll tell you why. He had my press credentials taken away when I wrote that he was on steroids and that he testified before the Balco grand jury and admitted he was on the clear and the cream. Of course, Balco, Victor Conti, Barry Bonds, Marion Jones, I can go on and on. But he was the only boxer to appear before that grand jury and stated that testimony. The authors of that book on Barry Bonds and baseball and steroids showed me the clips or the excerpts that in which Mosley admitted to this. So then last year, the year before, this clown admits to being on steroids. Of course, in 2009, in a taped deposition that's on YouTube as I speak. So I don't call him Shane Mosley anymore, even though I was the guy that sort of discovered him in his third fight down when I did the television, the L.A. Forum. I call him Shane Mosley because, you know what, that's pretty chicken spit. It really is.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many problems late in his career. I always hated seeing him fight at 154, and when I saw him in person, all the more, because he's shorter than I am, and I weigh 139 right now. He just could never carry 154, and I imagine that his efforts to build up at that weight were part of this whole steroids thing.
Well, Colin, I want to wish you the best. Say hello to your lovely wife, and I thank you for all your friendship, your support, all that kind of good stuff. 28 years now, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in the world. And, of course, Colin Seymour has been a big part of those 28 years. So I thank you so much, Colin.
Congratulations.
You're the man. Colin Seymour of Examiner.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we've got another hour on Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So you might be listening to this show in a delayed form on the Internet, on iTunes, on TuneIn.com, at RingTalk.com. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is we talk boxing and mixed martial arts Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We do 2 hours on Saturday and then an hour on Sunday. 11 a.m. Pacific time are the live times for both shows. And, of course, you can catch both shows live on the homepage at RingTalk.com. That's RingTalk, RingTalk.com. So in a couple of minutes, we're going to get into some in-depth questions with Paul Gallander, of course, who wrote this great book, as far as I'm concerned, about Sonny Liston. Of course, having known Johnny Taco, who discovered Sonny Liston, I told you the story. Sonny was supposed to go to a party at Johnny Taco's gym New Year's Eve and didn't show up. And then evidently Johnny went over to the house, and the rest supposedly is history. But we're going to find out from the author of this book, Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights. Of course, the two fights were two of the most controversial moments in sports history, not in boxing history, in sports history. I kid you not. Of course, the second fight ending in the blink of an eye. The first fight by going 8 rounds and Sonny quitting on his stool. You know, Cassius Clay, the first fight, was in all kinds of trouble. For some reason, Sonny didn't look like he was going to finish him. So we got lots of stuff to talk with Paul Gallander about, folks. So if you'd like to join us live right now, it's 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are giving away a live copy of the book right here on the radio and, of course, at ringtalk.com as well. So you can give us a call on the toll-free, throw your name in the hat, or go to twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk. All kinds of ways to get to me here in the studios, and they don't cost you a dime. Toll-free, 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, Paul Gallander on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, video gamers, it's Steve Masters with Got Game.
I don't think anyone really knows what happened for certain. Something big, that's for sure.
Let's go back and play.
I am alive.
The city is destroyed, and you have to move through the rubble.
Well, it's still standing. Though Abington has seen better days.
And all the criminals.
You want some? Step back. No problem.
Try to unravel the mystery. I am alive on PSN and Xbox Live.
Goons ambush my guys and drag them towards the steel mill. I'll handle it. You sure? Could be a trap.
This game continues to sell. Batman Arkham City, the Game of the Year edition. This has the new Harley Quinn's revenge.
That dreadful woman is no doubt setting a trap for you.
And all the fantastic Batman Arkham City extra stuff.
What do you think, Batbrain? Like it?
Batman Arkham City Game of the Year. You need this game in your collection. I'm Steve Masters for Got Game. With news and reviews, it's gotgame.com.
And now from Dice.com, the career hub for tech. How 30 seconds can impact a tech career. A brief symposium. You could spend 30 seconds forwarding a funny video to a colleague. Impact? A lukewarm high five in the hallway. You could flirt with the new receptionist.
Hey, how's it going?
Impact? A stern reprimand from HR. And 2 hours of mandatory sensitivity training. Or you could join a talent community on Dice.com and get the latest news, job, and career advice that matches your interests. Dice has talent communities like mobile development, software engineering, and project management, just to name a few. Each community is spam-free and moderated by a guide with the same passion that you have, and it's free to join. Visit Dice.com/talent to join the community. That's Dice.com/talent. So the next time you have 30 seconds, spend them wisely. Dice.com, the career hub for tech.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Little Super Strokeland band here. Hit it! Tower of Power Horns and Huey Lewis in the News from an album about 10 years ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Folks, we have in the studio, and I am honored to have in the Sports Byline Studios, Paul Gallander, the author of the Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights. Paul, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure.
This is some of the most intriguing stuff I've ever read regarding the the life, the career, the legacy of Sonny Liston, Charles Sonny Liston, of course, the former world heavyweight champion, and his fights with Cassius Clay and then Muhammad Ali, or Muhammad X there for a little while, I think his name was, talk about Ali. And, of course, you went back and you did for 35 years of research this book?
I decided a really complimentary book about Sonny Liston needed to be written back in 1977. And at the time, I really didn't know how to write. But I started doing a lot of research. I talked to a lot of people who are long since gone. And a couple of years ago, I retired from my job to finish the book because I needed to finish it.
Okay. We're talking with Paul Gallander, folks, the author of Sonny Liston, the story behind the Ali Liston fight. So I'll get straight to my questions. And I'll start off with the meat first, okay? The black Muslims, somebody kidnapped Sonny Liston's wife and held her hostage for a fight, for an Ali fight?
On the day of the fight in Lewiston.
You're talking about the second fight.
The second fight.
1965.
Right, May 25th. Ash Resnick's wife, Marilyn, who was good friends with both the Listons and Joe and Martha Lewis, could not find Marilyn. Geraldine, excuse me. And she saw Martha Lewis and said, "Martha, I'm really worried. I can't find Geraldine. She won't answer her phone. This is not like her." And Martha says, "Don't you know what's happened, Marilyn? The black Muslims have Geraldine and the boy, his name was Bobby, and told Sonny if he doesn't lose the fight, he's not going to see them again." They eventually released Geraldine in mid-afternoon. Marilyn said she looked white as a sheet, and Sonny had no choice but to lose that fight. And I don't think any athlete in the world would have done any differently than Sonny Liston did that night.
I think you got a point there. So it obviously the Muslims were Elijah Muhammad and his son Herbert Muhammad, who ended up managing Muhammad Ali. They were part of the big transformation, the metamorphosis from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali. But are you sure it was the black Muslims and not the mob?
Well, that's what Martha Lewis, who was an attorney, I believe she appeared before the Supreme Court. She was an extremely intelligent, truthful woman. Marilyn Resnick had no reason to lie to me. So Martha was told that by Joe Lewis himself, and Joe was told that by Sonny. Now, Muhammad Ali had no knowledge of this, and you can see it on his face when he's standing over Sonny. He's screaming up, "Get up, you yellow bum, no one will believe this." He walked back to his corner, and he told his handlers, he said, he laid down. He didn't even know what hand he had landed on him until he watched the film.
Good point. Wow. Well, I mean, that's a mind blower. So what about the first fight now? We've talked about the second fight. What about the first fight? Of course, I think it was in 1964. Was it a TKO in 8 or something pretty close to that? Sonny quit on a stool claiming a shoulder injury. And then I was told that he went into the dress room and picked up a stool or a chair with his left hand and threw it against the wall. So are my people disingenuous or wrong or what?
They're wrong. He never threw anything against the wall. Sonny was probably 45 years old when he fought that fight. He fought under a name, Charles Sailor Liston, in 1934. He lost the fight for four reasons. He was fighting a guy less than half his age.
He was born in 1934.
He fought in 1934 under the name of Charles Sailor Liston in St. Louis. And he was probably, I'm figuring he may have been 15 because he was a giant of a man. So he would have been fully grown at 15. So maybe he was born in 1919. He may have been born earlier.
What are the so-called boxing historians or the in boxing Hall of Famer and this? What do they have Sonny Liston being born at? What year?
Well, a lot of people just ignore Sonny primarily because that second fight in Lewiston was so bad that they wanted nothing to do with that fight and they wanted nothing to do with Sonny anymore. But when Sonny was arrested, when he went to jail in 1950, the police had his year of birth as 1928. The declassified FBI files had his year of birth as 1927. I talked to Don Chargan many years ago, the promoter from St. Louis and then out in California. He's a great guy.
My good friend.
Yeah. And he said he promoted some of Sonny's fights later in his life, like in 68 and 69. And they were in the gym in Los Angeles. And all of his ringmates would be kidding Sonny about his age. Now, Sonny hated to be asked his age by the press. He absolutely hated it. But so he took it in a good-natured way, and he never responded. And Don Chargan told me one day, out of a clear blue sky, somebody asked him, "How old are you, Sonny?" And Sonny said, "A lot older than you think." Now, everybody in boxing knew Sonny was probably 5 or 6 years older than what he said he was. So for Sonny to say, "I'm a lot older than you think," is a startling admission for a guy who went to great lengths to hide his age his entire career, because you're giving away something. If they think you're 40 years old, you're not quite as formidable.
Okay, we're talking with Paul Gallander, the author of Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights. Of course, you can throw your name in the hat via the Ring Talk email address, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Paul Gallander is our guest, folks, and I'm really honored to have him in the studio. But, Paul, I got to ask you, what kind of man was Sonny Liston? He was portrayed by the media as a guy that went around stepping on puppies. And from my contacts, like Johnny Taco and the great late Davey Pearl and people like that in Las Vegas, he was anything but that kind of guy. He was a guy that liked puppies, per se.
I don't think any fighter, any athlete ever loved children more than Sonny Liston did. And no child was ever afraid of Sonny Liston. Sonny also loved animals of all kinds. Before the fight in Lewiston, Sonny was running and he saw a bird with an injured wing. And he put the bird in his big hands and he ran back to his training site where the bird was feasted on worms and had that crystal pure water that they're known for up there. But Sonny interrupted his training so that he could bring this little bird back to his training site to give him a chance to live. Anybody who knew Sonny Liston will tell you what he was, a much different man than people portrayed him. If Sonny got to know you, he liked you. If he didn't know you, he was very guarded, and he didn't trust anybody. But he was the life of the party when he was around his friends. I've been told by Willie Reddish Jr. and by Tommy Manning that Sonny would never pass a kid on the street in Philadelphia without giving him some money. He would never pass a beggar or a street person without giving him some money. Money had no value to Sonny. Fortunately, his wife saved some money. Otherwise, he would have probably, like Joe Louis, given it all away.
Okay, where does Sonny Liston rank as far as all-time heavyweight champions are concerned? Because he's not ranked high on anybody's list because of the negative press and him, you confirming that he threw the second Muhammad Ali fight in Lewiston, Maine back in 1964. God, it's hard to believe it's been that long ago. 65, I mean. We're talking with Paul Gallander, folks, the author of the latest Sonny Liston book. It's a great book. He spent 35 years researching this book, The Real Story Behind the Ali Liston Fights. But where does Sonny rank as far as his legacy in boxing history is concerned?
There have been a lot of great fighters, and you can use the word great kind of loosely, but I think there are two heavyweights that stand above everybody else, and that's Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston. And I think there is a definite drop-off before you get to George Foreman and Lennox Lewis and Joe Lewis and Joe Frazier and Evander Holyfield and Jack Johnson and Larry Holmes. I think the top 25 heavyweights of all time, not all of whom were champions, were all black.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I was Muhammad Ali's PR guy / bodyguard for a tour through Asia in 1994. And I asked him, why did he give the Muslims like a dollar? If he made a dollar, the Muslims got a dollar. It was like a 50-50 split, sort of like the Colonel Tom Parker Elvis Presley deal, which is unheard of in these days. But I asked him, why would you give the Muslims half your money? Why was it so important to become a Muslim? He said, if I wasn't a Muslim, and I'm quoting Muhammad Ali here, if I wasn't a Muslim, I'd just be another retired nigger boxer.
Right.
So do you really think that?
Well, I think he was probably taken advantage of.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't want to make any enemies here, but you can say very fairly that every professional boxer is taken advantage by the whole scheme of things, by the promoters, by their management. If they survive with anything intact, in terms of the wherewithal, their brains, and anything money in the bank. It's almost a miracle.
Yeah, human exploitation at its greatest. We're talking with Paul Gallander, the author of the Sonny Liston Fight. Sonny was arrested at a young age, and you know, he's did they really have any evidence against him on a robbery, that robbery beef that was where he was arrested and he went to the pen for a little bit?
Oh yeah, he did it.
He
admitted to it. There's the story that he wore this yellow and black checkered shirt, and he was wearing it when he did the robberies, and he was wearing it when he was arrested. And he said, well, no use crying about it now. I should have, you know, thought about what I was doing before I did it. So he did his time. He straightened out things in prison with some of the other gangs that were picking on blacks. And he promised Father Stevens when he got out that he would never go back again. He ended up going back again in 1956.
Was Muhammad Ali's refusal to go into the army or be inducted in the mid to late 1960s, what did he tell Ray Robinson about that?
Mark Cram wrote about this in Ghosts of Manila, that during that time he said, Ray, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. Robinson asked, what are you, afraid to go in the army and get killed? You're afraid to go to Vietnam? And Ali kind of clammed up after that, but Ray Robinson told Mark Cram that he thought that Ali was more afraid of the Muslims than he was of going into the army.
Okay. How did Sonny Liston die in 1970? People say he had a heroin overdose, or the mob killed him, and I don't think there were any injection marks on his body. There was a little marijuana found in the house. That's what Johnny Taco told me, but outside of that, there were no other drugs found in the house. How do you think he died?
Well, I've concluded that he died of natural causes. I go through all the various reasons, and there's like four major reasons why people might have wanted Sonny killed. But Dennis Caputo, who was head of the Criminalistics Bureau in Las Vegas, was one of the first on the scene. He said it was common knowledge that Sonny Liston was doing heroin. I don't think he was shooting it. He may have been snorting it. He may have been smoking it. But we'll never know how he died.
Okay, good. Because, you know, I was of the opinion, no pun intended, that Taco told me that when he went in the house that Sonny was laying on the bed with his shorts on and they were down around his ankles, and all I could think of was self-gratification, and that he came and went at the same time from a stroke.
Sonny never had to indulge in self-gratification.
We're talking Sonny Liston, folks. I'm going to give you some information on how to get this book in just a couple of minutes in our last segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But the book is intriguing. The man knows his stuff. He did his research. Sonny Liston, the real story behind the Ali Liston fights. Paul Gallander in the studios here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Tower of Power telling us we got to have a little fun.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak hands-free to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes.
Back with Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Paul Gallander in the studios, folks. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the theme of Mannix bringing us in here from the break. Now, we talked about the second fight real quick. The first fight, was it a fix, yes or no?
No, and I think you only have to watch the fight to know that it wasn't. Sonny was old. He did have a badly injured left shoulder. In fact, he was undergoing heat treatments on his left shoulder prior to the fight by Barney Felix, who ended up refereeing the fight.
Okay, let's talk about how do you get the book. What's the website, things like that? How much does the book cost?
It's SonnyListen.net. I have the hardcovers, which you can get the contact information on SonnyListen.net. They're $25.95. I'll be glad to sign or inscribe a copy. They're also available on Amazon in soft cover for $15.95.
Good enough. One more time, SonnyListen.net.
SonnyListen.net.
Well, I think this was an intriguing book. I think the revelations of the Muslims kidnapping Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston's wife Geraldine, and things like that, and the child as well. I think that's stuff that's never come out before. There's a lot of stuff in this book. I don't want to give away the entire book, so I'm not going to pump you anymore. But the bottom line is, I've had a great time, and I really want to thank you for coming into the studios today. Of course, I'm talking with Paul Gallander, the author of Sonny Liston. The real story behind the Ali Liston fights. Mr. Gallagher, I thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
And you'll be on tour, so they can get that information where?
On my website. I'm going to Philadelphia to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Sonny winning the heavyweight title on the 24th. I'll be at Marcus Books in San Francisco tonight.
Good enough. Paul Gallagher, folks, you can catch him at SonnyListen.net. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, I am. The undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio era is often imitated but never duplicated. Of course, I air on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on Saturdays at 11 a.m. and at Sundays at 11 a.m. on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, many of these same stations. All the best to you. Much peace, much love, much respect.